You're listening to episode 44 of the 360 Vegas Podcast. Visit the blog at 360vegaspodcast.com or send us an email at 360vegaspodcast@gmail.com.
Day after tomorrow, gentlemen, we'll be in Las Vegas.
Welcome to Vegas.
Las Vegas functions on a 24-hour-a-day schedule.
The pools, the casino.
Big volcano out in front.
That's the Eiffel Tower.
Bellagio. Riviera.
The Mirage.
Flamingo.
Sahara.
The MGM Grand.
This isn't the real Caesar's Palace, is it?
I want to gamble.
They always put the machines that pay off the most right in the front.
Good luck.
Strip is just the most amazing stretch of road, I think, probably anywhere in the world.
Kicking ass in Vegas.
Vegas, baby.
Vegas, baby.
Welcome to Las Vegas.
Swedish massage, you fucking dicks. Swedish massage.
Yeah, learn to talk.
How I know. About that? And even then, I was waiting all week to say it again, and I fuck it up. God damn it. Yes, I can say Swedish massage. I just got a little hung up on it, but I'm
just
glad.
Got practice.
I'm glad everyone enjoyed it so much.
We don't rehearse the show, so.
Yeah. And you know what? I realized we didn't tell people what it is that your lovely wife actually says. I know that you shared it's intricate that she has an issue with, but what does she pronounce it as?
Incatrit.
Incatrit. I love your wife. We have some badass wives. And speaking of badass wives, mine wanted to come on the show and share her opinion, as so many have, about Lori's feedback.
Good morning.
Hello.
Morning, dear.
Welcome.
Thank you. So you know, I know you guys got the feedback from Lori a couple weeks ago, and you know, I thought you guys responded really well to her. You were very respectful of her opinion, although you know, stood up for yourselves. And I really debated, you know, asking Mark if I could come on the show, but decided I wanted to, and besides an excuse to get on the show, I have to harass the shit out of him to get on here. So, you know, one of the things that Lori asked about was whether your conversations would be the same around your wives or coworkers. And although I can't speak for your coworkers, I'm not there, I would imagine there's some restraint shown at work. It is actually work.
Only some.
Only
sometimes.
Little. Right. It depends on who's around.
Exactly.
To hear it, right?
I'll tell you that. Not much.
But I do know that around your wives, and you know, Brian, I know I can speak for Angela on this as well, as you know, you guys are the same as you are in the show.
For better or for worse.
Yeah, pretty much. That's kind of how we look at it. You know, and although I respect that every married relationship is different, I personally would be offended, Mark, if you didn't act the same way around me as you do around your friends. You know, I appreciate that about you.
Oh, yeah.
And
I think it's okay, too.
Well, I think you have to. I mean, honestly, how sad would that be if you couldn't be who you are at home?
Right.
And, you know, honestly, I'm probably part of the reason that Mark's so rude, because he's...
Enabler.
Not to that. Honestly, he's always trying to shock me. And I've gotten to the point now where I'm so used to it after nearly 16 years of marriage that I don't even react. And so he keeps pushing the boundaries and saying more and more extreme things to get a reaction out of me. So it's probably partially my fault. But definitely, Brian, a lot of it's your fault too, because you guys feed off each other.
Yes.
So, and you know, so all that being said, I love the podcast. I'm so happy that you guys are doing this. Mark has been obsessed with Vegas for years, and you know, now he finally has an outlet other than just talking to me about it,
right.
Which I really appreciate.
Spitting out various factoids all the time. Like, I get it. You know a lot. I get it.
Well, what's really sad is when I start spitting them back at you when you're in the middle of saying them, because
right.
I've heard them so many times. So,
yeah,
you know,
I'm not a big fan of that man saying.
It just proves that I do listen to you.
Yeah.
Although you don't think I do.
There you go.
So, yeah, I'm completely supportive of this podcast. I love the way that you guys are on the podcast, because you're yourselves. And, you know, can't wait to see how this continues to grow and develop, because you guys are doing an awesome job.
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Now go clean things and make me something to eat.
Fuck you.
Yeah, I'm hungry too.
Hey, so. Hold on. Before you go, let me ask you something. Now, Vegas Chatter did an article, I think it was Vegas Chatter, a week or so ago, that talked about how they're cleaning up the strip and trying to get, you know, a lot of the, you know, the water vendors and the street characters. What do you think of the street characters?
You know, they're not my thing. I think they're creepy. I've never posed for a picture with one. Mm-hmm. I have no issue with seeing them along the street, because sometimes they're just fucking hilarious.
Right.
Some of the costumes, I mean, some of them are really elaborate and way over the top, but then some of them are just so sadly pathetic, it's not even funny. I just kind of look at it as another like free entertainment right. in Vegas. So I don't really have an issue with them.
Yeah,
some of those costumes are fashioned with like pieces of cardboard
and
colored duct tape.
Right.
Yeah, some of them are really scary. And you're like, really? I get points for creativity, dude, but yikes.
You don't get more harassed as a woman whenever you see them?
But, you know, I have heard some of them make comments now and then when you're walking up, you know, past them on the strip if you don't stop. But right. nothing. I mean, it's Vegas. You get comments from drug people that are just there, let alone the street performers. So it doesn't bother me
that
at all.
It's so funny.
It's fair game.
Yeah. It is, pretty much.
I don't know when I first stumbled onto it. I think it was a year or so ago. But when you had people, you know, trying to hawk their vacations and tours of the Grand Canyon, and you know, some guy's like, want any weed? You know, what?
They just kind of sneak it in there in between, like, the tour of the Hoover Dam.
And it's like, oh, wait a minute. Do I look like I'm somebody that gets high on a regular basis? Right. Why are you asking me this? Like,
are you a cop, sir?
Although I would be very upset if they got rid of the water bottle guys.
Oh, I'm a huge proponent of the dollar water guys.
Yeah, that's the best deal in Vegas.
Right? It is.
All right. Well, thanks for coming on the show and sharing your opinion.
Thanks for finally letting me on here.
You've been on more than once.
We appreciate you.
Oh, thanks, Bri.
Don't impede on my Bri time.
You know what? You guys get way too much Bri time as it is.
No, you can't ever get enough Bri time.
Now get your ass in the kitchen where you belong.
Again, Brian? Fuck you. How's that coffee going?
Right.
Touche.
So, again, thank you, Karen, for sharing your opinion with us. Oh, you know, one other thing from last week. DSB stands for Don't Stop Believing.
Oh.
Yeah. I still stand by the statement that name sucks.
It's very confusing.
It is. It seems pointless. I mean,
I didn't realize it required an acronym.
Right, exactly. I mean, if I have to make that much effort to comprehend what you are as a tribute band, you're losing
me. To decipher your band name?
Right, exactly.
We need to get Tom Hanks to go over and crack this code for us.
Oh, nice.
That was really not very good.
Well, it's pop culture.
Yeah. Moving on. All right, we got to start the show off with some Random Vegas. What do you have?
Before the Gaming Control Board was created in 1955, acquiring a game license in Vegas was a simple process. In fact, if you bought an existing casino, you didn't have to apply. You were grandfathered in. New owners would just take over the old owner's gaming license, and there you go. That's how men of questionable background were able to infiltrate Vegas in several cases. We got Yes. We got that information from the Las Vegas Chronicles, one of the multiple books that I enjoy about Las Vegas.
Yes, yes. Next up on our list is our Vegas Mate Review of the Week.
This week's review is from Captain Ron. It's his April 15th review of Bally's. Gave it 4 out of 5 chips.
Yeah, Captain Ron writes, stayed in a junior suite in the North Tower, had a great view of the Flamingo and part of Caesar's Palace. We could also see the Wincor complex. Room was very clean and well-kept, staff was friendly. Casino was lively and had all the popular game machines. Food choices on site were reasonable. Walkway to Paris makes for 2 resorts in 1. Only negatives, pool has no DJ or any party atmosphere during the week. I was molested for a $3 per night charge for using the safe.
I don't understand that either. Yet another one of those things that they're tacking on that they now charge you to use the safe that's inside the room.
Yeah.
But I agree. I like Bally's. You can really kind of feel.
I stayed there last time.
Yeah. And you really feel, a lot of people don't know this, that used to be MGM Grand. And so when it was built, it's very obvious that they were going for luxury at the time. And I think it's also one of the reasons why it's had the staying power that it has, is it became more of a value resort with those type of amenities. So there you go.
Yep, I definitely enjoyed my time there, especially since it's free, you know.
Right.
And then we've got our Twit Pick of the Week winner.
This week's winner is Ashvin Ladd for his picture of the O'Shea's Marquee. It's really interesting how a property that everyone rips on in the same breath is also adored. I think O'Shea's may be the perfect example of the balance of Las Vegas for all the luxury resorts that you need to have. You also need to have as many value-minded properties, and I don't think anyone can debate that that O'Shea's is value-minded.
Right.
Now, while I like to stay at places like Cosmopolitan and Mirage when I'm there, you always seem to find yourself playing at places like O'Shea's and Casino Royale. So.
Or almost getting thrown out.
Right.
If you're me.
Yeah. Now, while we know O'Shea's will reopen one day, anchoring Project Link, I really hope that it's the same O'Shea's that we mock and love.
Yep. As always, we will link to the photo on our blog. We'll put it up on our Flickr page. We'll feature it on our Facebook page, as well as on the enhanced version of the podcast.
Yep.
All right, let's move into the news. First item for the news segment this week is IT Sugar coming to Vegas.
I know. I'm pretty sure they want it to be It's Sugar, but I did the same thing when I first started looking at it. I was like, It's Ugger? I don't, what are we getting at here?
Yeah, it's very confusing.
Yeah, they think they're clever, but
they're not.
That's right. Now, why this strip needs another candy shop, I have no idea. But the one thing that is interesting about It's Sugar is that it's Wonka theme. So I'm sold. And this may be the first
sugar. I love it.
This may be the first sugar or candy shop that I've ever planned to visit in Vegas. But they are billing this as the largest candy store in Vegas, Manzing, the sugar factory at Paris. Expect to see all your favorite Wonka candies, including Nerds, Laffy Taffy, Sweet Tarts, Fun Dip, Scrum Diddlyumptious bars, and more. I've never actually seen a Scrum Diddlyumptious bar. I always thought that was just a movie thing.
Yeah, I thought so too, but evidently it's there.
Oh, there you go. Have you ever been into any of the sugar factories or any of the candy stores in Vegas?
Yeah, I went into the sugar factory at Paris. I just kind of walked through to check it out, and I had no intention of buying anything. Mm-hmm. You know, it was funny too. The service in there was just outrageously horrible. I mean, you're all but ignored completely when you walk through there, unless you're buying something.
Outstanding. Yeah. Now, did they not have things like Nerds and Laffy Taffy or something?
I don't remember. Mm-hmm. I just remember looking at their couture lollipops and stuff like that. Whatever.
Yeah.
Unless you're buying anything, don't expect to get any service of any kind while you're in there.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Now, It's Sugar is also going to have all the candy you would expect to see in a candy store, as well as novelty items, both G and X rated. Do they have shit like that in there?
See, I don't remember that either. See, that's how little impact this had on me. I immediately purged all information that I had.
There you go. Now, It's Sugar opened last Thursday, April 19th, and in attendance were Oompa Loompas.
Scary.
I know.
Very scary.
No word if you can expect to see them beyond that event, but I would imagine not. It's Sugar can be found in Venetian next to Tao.
Yep. Next item on our list, the Luxor Excalibur ziplines that we talked about a few weeks ago. Those have been improved.
Yeah, the RJ informed us that the FAA and Clark County have signed off on the ziplines between Luxor and Excalibur, and official approval is expected by May 16th. We also learned that plans are for a multi-leg experience. This isn't just zipping from Luxor to Excalibur. You're gonna go to a couple different places.
Gonna be zipping all over the fucking place.
The zip line at Luxor and Excalibur is planned to last 2 hours, with guides accompanying you from one location to the next while reviewing, quote, conditions which must exist in a sustainable society.
let's define sustainable society here.
Yeah, this zipline thing sounds awesome as soon as they lose this bullshit, because the last thing I want to do, I mean, ziplines are supposed to be kind of adrenaline, you know, it's like, oh, it's going to be really fun, we're, you know, way above the strip and we're going at high speeds and whatnot. I don't need to be fucking lectured by some goddamn hippie, you know, as I'm making my way to the next zipline. So as soon as they get rid of that bullshit, I'm totally signing up for this. This will be awesome.
Yep. 2 hours. Wow.
Yeah, and that seems pretty excessive to me. I don't tend to do much of anything that lasts 2 hours in Vegas. I guess that's not fair. I don't want to do this for 2 hours. I'll just make that statement.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. Speed the Ride is being relocated.
Yeah, a 500 listener tipped them off about this development. Breslin Builders is the company contracted to take down Speed the Ride at Sahara. In December of 2011, they posted an update on their blog and the plans to relocate the roller coaster to the Akita Retail Center across the street from Mandalay Bay. Now, not only will they be relocating the ride, it's going to be enhanced. Breslin is working with the original designer of the coaster, Premier Rides, to redesign parts of the track to not only fit within the new location's conditions and parking lot and whatnot, it's also to add some new curves and bends to it. Now, in addition to the coaster, there are plans for a two-story, 6,000-square-foot restaurant, as well as a 26,000-square-foot nightclub-slash-concert venue. The venue will be a multi-story, multi-use building, as well as a companion to the on-site radio station, KVEG 97.5. I had no idea that there was a radio station across the street from Mandalay Bay, but there you go.
Yep, there it is. I had no idea either.
Yeah, I think this is something that Vegas actually needs, and I was hoping that this is what Link would end up doing, but mm-hmm. something like Kissimmee has, you know, maybe like a bungee jumping station, you know, a small roller coaster, yeah. shit like that. I think that'd be fun in Vegas.
Yeah, and you know what? I kind of always sort of imagined Link being that way, but I don't know. It sounds like it's going to be more of the party atmosphere or things to kind of cultivate that party atmosphere more so than like kind of that old town Kissimmee feel that you were talking about with the... you know, kind of the, some of the fair style rides and stuff like that. But I definitely see your point. It's a good idea.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah.
You can now check out Madame Tussauds' iPhone app.
The app will work with all Madame Tussauds' locations around the world. It runs pretty slow the first time that you select a location, but after the initial load, it's much faster. So, you know, if you choose to pick Vegas for the first time, it's going to take a ton of time to get all the data and the details and whatnot, but after that, you know, it's almost no time at all.
Yeah, it's got to cache everything, right?
Yeah. Now, the app has bios and factoids about the figures as well as where you can find them in the attraction. It's also got some games like Guess Who, the Wax Quiz, Wax Facts, and videos of their various events that they have when they unveil a new figure. You can also buy tickets as well as share photos you took when you visited a Madame Tussauds. The app is free on iTunes.
Very interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it was fun to play around with. I mean, it's definitely, there's no way in hell I would have ever paid for it, but I think it'll be a fun companion to mess around with when you're there.
Yeah, absolutely. Next item for news this week, Tropical Smoothie Cafe is opening strip locations.
Now, Tropical Smoothie already has 19 locations around Vegas, but Vegas Chatter informed us that they will be opening 3 new locations all on the strip. The first will be in the new 2-story Walgreens opening up next to Planet Hollywood at the end of April. They will be located on the ground floor of that establishment. The second will be found at Excalibur's Food Court and the third at Stratosphere. There's no word on the opening dates of the latter two locations, and at least the Walgreens and Excalibur location will be open 24 hours a day and have free Wi-Fi.
Free Wi-Fi, nice.
There you go.
I'd also like to share with you a little bit about the first look at Bagatelle.
Yeah, Vegas Chatter reported on a sneak peek that they attended for the new club at Tropicana. Currently, it appears to be a bit of a mashup between RPM and the new direction that Bagatelle is going. The dance floor is relatively small, and there are a lot of booths. And now Tropicana is said to be refocusing its target audience to the over 35 crowd, and shows like Dancing with the Stars Live and now Bagatelle make that demographic shift a little bit clearer. The space looks nice. I mean, it's got some large projection screens. It's got some very cirque-like aerialists that descend from the ceiling. I'm interested in checking it out, but I'm a little uneasy about the vibe. I mean, when I go to a club, you know, the idea of sitting in a booth the whole time doesn't appeal to me. You know, I actually want to go there to dance. So, and this is coming from an over 35-year-old, which apparently is their new, you know, target demographic. So, I don't know. Maybe the energy just didn't come across very well because this was a sneak peek instead of an actual preview. But, I mean, the space was interesting, but I am concerned.
Yeah, no, understandably so. Also got some changes to Boyd's Gaming's Players Club we're going to share with you.
Yeah, Be Connected is Boyd Gaming's Players Club card. Now, Boyd owns the California, Fremont, Main Street Station, the Coast Casinos, whatever becomes of the Stardust Echelon. They also own Orleans, Samstown, and several others. Now, Vegas Chatter reported that last week, Boyd introduced the Be Connected Social, which, similar to social rewards, will earn you social points towards various items at the property, comped rooms, meals, prizes, whatnot, for advertising the property on Facebook, Twitter, and other social media platforms. Also, like Foursquare, Be Connected allows you to compete with other players in the Players Club in earning badges, which can also be redeemed for social points and applied towards various comps. Now, social points can be redeemed for entries into giveaways and prize drawings, and in celebration, Boyd Gaming is holding a weekly contest on the Be Connected online now through May 15th, giving away trips to Hawaii, Vegas, gift cards?
Whoops.
gift cards, slot dollars, and other merchandise. That sounds interesting.
No offense intended.
No, not at all. That's just my stupid tongue stumbling over itself.
Your stupid mouth.
Right.
Doesn't work good.
No, not at all.
Tell me some more about these SLS plans.
All right. Now, a couple of weeks ago, we talked about...
I'm skeptical going in, by the way.
Oh, you should be. But a couple of weeks ago, we talked about how it appeared that SBE was moving forward with plans to renovate Sahara into SLS Vegas. Now, at the time, I remarked that while I don't believe Nazarian and crew really plan to renovate that property, I couldn't think of a reason why they would be continuing to bluff about their intentions. However, this week, Chuck Monster at Vegas Tripping, I think, actually figured it out. He was driving in L.A., and he came across a billboard that advertised the growth of SLS hotels. The billboard advertised the already open Beverly Hills location, a South Beach location opening in 2012, a New York City location opening in 2013, and lastly, a Las Vegas property opening in 2014. Yeah, this is the reason for this entire charade. This is why they're looking to finance, and this is why they're continuing to pretend that they're going to do anything but sell the Sahara. Just trying to project this healthy company in the midst of aggressive expansion and healthy markets, and you know, just keep this balloon floating until the time comes to actually do something to the Vegas property. At that point, if it hasn't completely recovered, they will then announce to just sell the property, just not do anything with it. If he does actually go through with it, just to spite everybody, you know, who ended up calling bullshit on this whole thing, including us, he's really just going to go from a guy that we're mocking for saying he's going to do that to a guy that we mock for actually doing it. Because I don't think luxury is going to make anyone come down to that property. So
right.
I hope he does. That'd be awesome. See a guy pouring in like $600 million just to spite us all and have this massive catastrophe of failure.
Oh, like teach all of you.
I know. Wow, you showed us.
Way to go, I guess.
Right.
Tool.
Agreed.
Senior Frogs is opening up on May 5th over at TI.
Yeah, VegasEater.com gave us the details on this. It's going to be a 12. Nope, it's not going to be 12.
Sure isn't.
No. It will be a 22,000 square foot restaurant with 5 bars, 2 VIP lounges, and an outdoor patio with room for 586 people. The restaurant overlooks the Strip and the Sirens of TI show. And in the spirit of the Treasure Island pirate theme, the Senior Frogs mascot dons an eye patch, headscarf, and a hook hand. And there are sailors all across the world offended now.
Oh, yeah. Real nice.
There's an upheaval in the Caribbean, Brian, over this.
Those are turbulent waters.
Right.
All right. 2 new bars are in the works down at Fremont Street, as if we needed more.
I know. I was thinking the same thing when I started writing this article this week. Well, when I started writing the notes on it, I didn't write the article, but this one is going to be across the street from El Cortez. Both are scheduled to open on Labor Day. One will be a music venue named the Fremont Country Club. The theme is described as a Tex-Mex swanky chic meets space cowboy.
That's an oxymoron.
I know, right? I don't even understand. What mind picture am I supposed to take from that other than frightened?
I couldn't tell you.
No.
I have no idea.
The space is said to be complete with cow skin ceilings, antler chandeliers, and chrome horseshoes.
The words swanky and chic don't belong in there,
no.
In their described theme.
No, not at all. It seems to me like a scene out of, I don't know, Friday the 13th, Nightmare on Elm Street kind of a thing.
Yep, right.
I just, for some reason, see people impaled on antler chandeliers, and I'm uneasy.
Not good.
No. Now, the club plans to have live bands 3 to 4 nights a week, and the owner reassured that these will not be local garage bands. They will be bands of significance, but my argument to that is I've seen the bands of significance at Cosmopolitan, and they are few, so I can't see how they would be pulled down to this location.
They're not many.
No, not at all. The other will be an upscale sports bar and pool hall named Backstage Billiards. In this setting, the walls will be covered with gold records and feature booths made out of anvil cases and offer microbrews. Plans for a comedy club on the second floor of the building are in the works for development 6 months after the bars open. Owners Carlos Big Daddy Adelaide and his wife Ava signed a 30-year lease in 2012 with an option to purchase the building from the city. Base rent for the space is $233,000, which will be waived for 5 years after the bars open. Prior to these developments, the building was home to a Sears department store.
Hmm.
Yeah, I was thinking that. I mean, is there ever a such thing as too many bars? I guess that's really... I guess the importance is that they're diversified. Otherwise, you know, you're just going to the same place. It's got to have...
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so, but...
But I thought the same thing as you. I was like, really?
Well, the problem is that people like to have the bars inside of, like, casinos, you know?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. FremontStreetBars.com would beg to differ.
Yeah, I suppose you're right.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's just my preferences, I guess.
Yeah, it's not really our style. You and I are more the people that we want to drink for free. The idea of paying for a drink is...
That's
not
beneath me.
Right. So I think that's why we don't really get excited about things like these. Like, I'm not going to pay for a drink. I don't care where it is. I don't care how cool the setting is.
Yeah, I guess this story could be Christmas to some folks, but not to us. No, not to us. And in our final piece of news for this week, we're actually going to talk about yet another bar.
this one is Diagonal from El Cortez in the former Hollywood Fashion Lingerie and Dancewear store. hooker stripper uniforms.
Yes.
It's going to be renamed the Commonwealth Bar and is expected to open this summer. And as you have guessed by the name, it will be a pub, but it's also going to have a patio as well as a rooftop garden bar mixed with a Prohibition era ambiance. Commonwealth Bar is owned by the Tamaris Group, who also owns the Plaza, the Las Vegas Club, as well as various other pieces of real estate on Fremont Street. You know, we keep hearing this theme, this speakeasy Prohibition era thing. I wonder if they're gonna go full out in it, you know, with women in the flapper costumes and dudes wearing pinstripe suits and shit.
Before we know it, they're actually gonna be simulating Prohibition. You don't actually be able to buy alcohol at these places.
They have simulated busts and...
Yeah. Oh, that'd be kind of cool, actually. Like a themed restaurant where you're in the middle, like the entertainment is like a raid.
Oh, wow. That is a good idea.
I don't know. I just...
No, you were scaring me there for a second because we've talked about how uncomfortable we are with the concept of the mob attraction and all the actors.
Oh, no. It's not, it wouldn't be interactive. You just are an observer.
Right. It's just a show. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. I don't know. I just came up with it right now.
You're brilliant.
So that's going to conclude our news segment. We've got some prop bets for you. And for those of you who are unfamiliar with prop bets, they're just kind of an extension of our news segment. We've just got some bits and pieces of info we're going to hurl your way. Changed tossed into the fountain at Miracle Mile Shop at Planet Hollywood in the month of April will go to benefit Autism Speaks.
I love when they do this stuff.
Yeah, dude, just go turn your pockets over into the fountain.
Exactly. Goes to a good sauce.
Yep.
Good cause. Good sauce. God damn, I suck.
Good sauce. Okay. Really good sauce.
All right. More people are suing Wynn Resorts. And that's all we're going to say.
Exciting.
About. I know, right?
Must be exciting for their legal department.
Right.
That's something to do.
Right. There you go. It's a challenge. It's different. That's one thing that's great about working at that job, Brian. It's never the same.
No, it's always different. Somebody's always got their hand in.
Get their hand in. Never mind.
I'm going to just abandon that. Bally's topless show, Jubilee's longtime company manager, Fluff LeCocq, has... I probably mispronounced that. I think I mispronounced that.
It's LeCo, but I wanted to see if you would pronounce it LeCocq. Steve Freese did an interview with her when the strip was...
Oh, it's a she.
Yes. Fluff. I guess that could be a guy's name.
Yeah.
All right, well, and not just a job.
Right. A fluffer LeCocq.
Right. But Steve Freese did an interview with her. She's the longtime Bally's manager.
Yeah, apparently the company manager, right?
Yeah, and he mentioned to her, had anybody ever pointed out to her that her name, you know, can be misread as Fluff LeCocq, and she said yes and was quite amused by it.
That's good.
Wasn't nearly as offended as you would imagine.
Yeah, it doesn't matter to us. We're going to say whatever
Miss,
we want.
Right. What did Miss LeCocq decide to do?
She decided to retire. She wanted to spend more time with her family.
Probably sick of all the jokes, Brian.
With more of the LeCocqs.
Right. She likes to hang out with a whole bag of LeCocqs. moving on. Paris is hyping the Gordon Ramsay steak opening this May by projecting banners of the infamous chef and his new restaurant on the replica of the Arc de Triomphe at the property. I believe this is the first time that I've not been aroused at the sight of a massive dick, Brian.
Well, usually this particular dick is accompanied by cutlery, which is terrifying.
and threatening, menacing words.
Right.
Hence, kitchen, menacing kitchen-related words that intimidate us. As they did with Whitney Houston and Michael Jackson, the Fremont Street Experience, upon the news of Dick Clark's death, suspended its usual show in favor of a tribute to the legend.
Which I think is what he was always hoping for.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, obviously.
Right. The LVH has posted the NFL Week 1 betting lines already.
So get your bets in there.
There you go.
Metro McDonald's is opening across the street from City Center. It will be open 24 hours a day, featuring modern furniture, graffiti murals, digital menu boards, and Wi-Fi access. The grand opening will be Friday, May 4th.
MGM Resorts shareholders filed another civil lawsuit against the company in hopes of trying to recover some of the losses that they sustained since 2007, when the price of the stock was $99.75, and in 2 years dropped to $1.89. Now, maybe it's just me, but isn't that kind of the nature of investing? That's kind of how it works. You can't really sue if you buy into it and then they run, you know, like shit, the stock price drops. Maybe,
yeah,
it's just
you know
me.
What? There is some risk involved.
Right. That's right. The suit specifically says that the construction issues that were found and the financing issues to boot with City Center were not properly disclosed to the shareholders. Really? Because I read the newspaper and I knew of all the fucking problems. So I'm not sure what invitation they were looking for or private conversation, but
I've got one word for you. Internet.
Right. Exactly.
Use it. I'm not even interested in that, and I knew about it.
Yeah. So there you go.
Well, mildly interested.
Right.
That was a confusing and misleading comment.
That's all right. We straightened it out in the end.
Yep, yep. Pulse of Vegas informed us that Imperial Palace's front drive and pedestrian entrances will close permanently starting on 6 a.m. April 27th.
Yeah, I did clarify with them that the property is still going to be open. You just can't use those two entrances.
You just can't get into it.
Right. I know, right? Like, why is it so dead in here? Like, I don't know. I have no idea. Next. Wynn is moving to garnish the assets of Girls Gone Wild show Joe Francis for his failure to pay a $2 million gambling debt to the property. Now, Francis is currently appealing a defamation judgment ordering him to pay $7.5 million to Wynn. There you go.
Yeah, and a very active legal department over at Wynn.
Good times.
Yeah, apparently the VHS tape sales are not what they used to be.
No, I don't believe so.
And finally, it's being reported that Wynn Cotai is finally a go, causing shares in Wynn Resorts to raise 5%.
Well done. He's not kidding. This is definitely going to be an Asian company, if it isn't already.
Yeah, yeah. But
there you go.
So that's going to do it for news and prop bets. Let's move on to Playing Vegas. Nice list of Playing Vegas performances coming up in the next week for you. Starting with Tuesday, Daughtry with Safety Suit are performing at the Joint at Hard Rock. That show's going to start at 8 p.m., with tickets being $45.
Wednesday through Sunday, Gilbert Gottfried is performing at Riviera. Show starts at 10:30. Tickets run $53 to $76, or you can get them through us for half price, $17 to $28.
Thursday through Saturday, Bobby Slayton is at the Empire Comedy Club at Paris. That show will begin at 8 p.m., except on Saturday, where there are two shows. That's 7:30 and 9:30. Tickets will range from $37 to $57.
Friday, Music Soul Child is performing at the House of Blues at Mandalay Bay. Show's going to start at 8 p.m. Tickets are $84 to $138.
For both Friday and Saturday, Jerry Seinfeld is returning to the Coliseum at Caesars. That show will start at 7:30. Tickets are going to range between $75 and $150. Queen Nation, a Queen tribute, is at the LVH. That show starts at 8 p.m. Tickets will be going for $10 to $20. David Spade will be at the Venetian. That show is going to start at 9 p.m. Tickets will range from $72 to $186. And then Daniel Tosh is at the Mirage. That show will start at 10. Tickets will be ranging from $60 to $80.
Saturday, the Las Vegas Soul Festival featuring Jagged Edge, Next, Daz Band, Zap, and more are at the Orleans. Show's going to start at 7 p.m. Tickets run $42 to $75. And Bon Jovi is performing at Mandalay Bay for the Tiger Woods Foundation. Show's going to start at 8:30. Tickets run $72 to $164.
And closing out Playing Vegas for Sunday, Godsmack will be performing at the Pearl at Palms. That show's going to start at 8 p.m. and tickets will range from $50 to $90. So that's going to do it for Playing Vegas. Let's move on to slots and jackpots. For our slots review this week, we've got IGT's Wolf Run 2, which is a 5-reel, 40-pay-line video slot. The game is available in several denominations starting at the penny level. This game is the sequel of the original release in 2001. The game is also available for 2-for-1 and 4-for-1 gaming, meaning that you can play 2 or 4 games at the same time on the same screen. As you would expect, Wolf Run 2 has several improvements from its 2001 predecessor, including an enhanced sound, graphics, and random wilds that hit frequently. The game also has a 3D effect without the need for glasses that is achieved by layering two LCD screens on top of each other. This has become a trademark feature of IGT games. The most notable feature in Wolf Run 2 is the extra wild symbols, which appear at random during both the base game and free spin bonus rounds. These help to complete winning combinations, often resulting in large payouts.
Let's talk about the bonus rounds. Now, the bonus rounds are triggered when you collect 3 map books on reels 2, 3, and 4. Once triggered, you will have the option to choose from the Arctic Free Spins bonus or the Animal Tracking bonus round. I love that. I love that you can pick. We've talked about this many times, the idea of being able to pick the bonus round that you get to play. That's awesome. First one we're going to talk about is the Arctic Free Spin bonus. Choosing this bonus round will give you 10 free spins. If you receive a multiplier prior to choosing this bonus round, your free spin wins will also be multiplied by the same bet multiplier. What's cool about this bonus is you can trigger a subsequent bonus round by collecting 3 additional map books, just like you did to enter the bonus round in the first place.
Yep, and then we got the animal tracking bonus. When you choose this bonus round, the screen will automatically change to a new page where you will then be presented with sketches of different wildlife. Touch the animals you want to track and you will instantly receive credit awards. The game continues until you hit the collect icon, which ends the bonus round. And that is IGT's Wolf Run 2. As always, a very special thanks to our buddy Matt, part of our Annie Up segment, for helping us in preparing for the slot review for this week. Please check out 360vegasslots.com for details, as well as a video of this game in action. Yep. Let's move on to jackpots. A little bit better week this week so far.
Yeah, we got teased. It was a nice Monday, and then it kind of tailed off. But
yeah.
We're learning.
Something's better than nothing.
Right.
Starting off the week, Monday, April 16th, Palms reported a $10,050 jackpot on a 3-play double-double bonus poker game.
Rio reported a $421,375 jackpot on a double bonus triple play video poker machine.
Stratosphere reported a $1,354 jackpot on a 25-cent double-double bonus poker machine and a $6,769 jackpot on a penny cash spin machine.
Binions reported a $3,519.50 jackpot on a GameKing video keno game.
And TI reported a $27,683 jackpot on a penny fireball machine.
For Tuesday, April 17th, Pulse of Vegas informed us that Caesar's Palace paid out a $400,000 jackpot on a $100 jacks or better video poker game.
Holy man, what kind of bankroll is that playing $100?
No shit.
Wow. Thursday, April 19th, Binions reported a $2,145 and a $4,000 jackpot on a wheel poker deluxe machine, as well as a $3,320 and a $1,620 jackpot on a video keno game.
And Friday, April 20th, TI reported an $18,000 jackpot on a triple diamond slot.
And Four Queens reported a $5,945 jackpot on a progressive jacks or better machine. That's going to take us to our leaderboard so far for the month of April. In the number one position is Binions, which is totaling 11 Twitter-reported jackpots, totaling $34,000 or so in payouts.
Palms is in second with 8 reported jackpots for $110,000-plus.
And in the third position is Stratosphere with 5 Twitter-reported jackpots, totaling $15,600 or so dollars in payouts. I don't want to claim that we have like the exact to the penny amount, because who knows how accurate those numbers are, but...
Well, it's the numbers they provide. We can always point to them.
Yeah. Whatever. $15,000 or so. Right. Dollars.
Ish. Good. You get the point.
Yeah. There it is. That's going to do it for slots and jackpots. Let's move on to Vegas deals.
Segment out with just a quick note here. Happy hours. We have a new happy hours calendar on the blog. Mark's been working very hard on this as per usual. These things change all the time, so we'll do our best to keep up with them every day. But if you do notice that one is no longer available, please let us know so we can keep this calendar as accurate as possible.
Yeah, our Vegas deals calendar was getting so kind of
cluttered.
Yeah, there was a ton of stuff on it. So we broke out not only happy hours, but we also now have room deal calendars. So yep. You can find those specific things with the three different calendars. A lot easier to find. So
we're just going
to
fucking assault you with information.
Right.
All coming at you at once. Moving on to Vegas deals here. Images Lounge at Stratosphere has a happy hour every day, 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. All you can drink margaritas, martinis, and draft beers for $20.
The next happy hour we want to talk about is Strip Steak at Mandalay Bay. They have a daily happy hour from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. You can enjoy half off the lounge menu, $3 beers, and $7 cocktails.
Mix Lounge at Mandalay Bay has complimentary signature sliders when you order drinks daily from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m.
Is that areola? That's what it looks like to me.
No, I don't know what that is.
Areole?
Areole, yeah. I guess that's...
If you find something similar to that name at Mandalay Bay, they have a happy hour daily from 5:30 to 7 p.m. They have 2-for-1 cocktails, wine, and beer.
Sea Blue at MGM has a happy hour Sunday through Friday, 5:30 p.m. to 7 p.m., offering $1 oysters and shrimp, $4 beers, half-price salt and pepper calamari, and lobster corn dogs. Mm. Interesting.
Yeah. Nine Fine Irishmen at New York, New York has a happy hour Sunday through Thursday, 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. They offer $6 steak and stout pies, fried sausages, and beer and cheese dip, as well as discount prices on drinks.
And Hooters has 25-cent wings every night from midnight to 6 a.m.
That's the best time for wings.
It really is, like right around 4:30-ish. I love getting wings.
There you go.
Moving on, Serendipity 3 is celebrating its third anniversary with a special three-course meal. Our friends at Access Vegas brought this to our attention. Starting now and lasting until May 16th, they will have a birthday menu for $33.33. The starters that are available are chicken strips, Kobe sliders, or mixed green salad. The entrees available are an orchard salad with walnut vinaigrette, a classic cheeseburger with fries, or the monster meatballs and spaghetti made up of veal, pork, and beef. And then for dessert, you can get a frozen hot chocolate, Oreo-infused frozen hot chocolate, or hot fudge sundae. Kind of cool. I love that frozen hot chocolate there, man.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Really good.
Circus Circus has a new Foursquare badge. Now, just like all the other properties participating, all you need to do is check in to at least three venues at the property in a 48-hour time frame to unlock the badge. The badge will get you two free margaritas with the purchase of an appetizer at the Garden Grill.
Circus Circus, 40% off of rooms booked now through January 31st of 2013. You must book these rooms by January 31st, and the deal is that you can get rooms starting at $29, ranging up to $74 on the weekdays, and $71 to $184 on the weekends. I still think $74 to $184 on the weekends is kind of steep, but
yeah, but it's the weekends when you consider what everybody charges on it. You know, it's proportionate, I guess. But yeah, that's why I don't tend to go on the weekends.
Don't defend it.
No,
that's Circus Circus we're talking about.
Right. Come on, they're doing good stuff.
If that's 40% off of rooms and they're still $71 to $184, ouch.
That's the weekend, man.
I know, but it's Circus Circus.
I'm with you, but
we're not talking about something center strip.
We're not talking about anything not Circus Circus.
Yeah, it's basically the essence of my message.
Come on, they're doing good stuff. They're renovating the property. They've got Bellagio.
Yeah, you know they're
old
buying
bedding.
Really old furniture from Bellagio. We get it, Mark. We get it.
All right, fine. I'm not defending them anymore in this good show, at least. All right, Riviera's $1,000 deal.
I'll teach you a lesson.
New members to the Players Club can be reimbursed up to $1,000 in losses.
Wow.
The losses must be from slots and must occur on the date of enrollment. The reimbursement is also staggered, half the same day as the losses, and the other half are credited 30 days later up to a year before they expire.
That's a fantastic way to get a loan, a no-interest loan. You know what I mean?
All right. But you can't really use it for anything but slot play. They don't just issue you a check.
No. I'm talking about Riviera.
Right.
You know, you're almost certainly going to lose.
Right.
So if they're going to reimburse it, you know, they're taking your money, and it's like a no-interest loan. They'll pay it back, but they don't have to pay any interest, and they pay half and then half later.
Oh, I'm following you now. I'm following you now. You're thinking from Riviera's point of view.
Not rocket science.
I apologize. You're witty, Brian. You're witty. Sometimes it takes me a moment.
Moving on. Yeah. Luxor is 25% non-refundable offer. As you would expect, you'll save 25% off of your room per night, but you must book at least 60 days in advance. You'll need to pay for the room in full at the time of booking, and this is non-refundable. At check-in, you will also receive $10 off Carrot Top, Fantasy, and Menopause and Musical tickets, $5 off Titanic and Body Wars. Or
Body Wars? Body Wars.
That's a Epcot throwback. $5 off Titanic and Bodies exhibits, and then free admission for two at LAX nightclub. Deal is good for reservations starting June 18th, going all the way up to January 31st of next year. You must book this package by May 1st of this year in order to redeem. Those rooms are going to start at $33, going up to $112 on the weekdays, and $45 to $120 plus on the weekends.
Yeah, I guess when you consider how much the, at least in this package deal, how much the rooms are going for in comparison to Circa Circus.
Yeah.
It's difficult to defend.
Yeah.
So why will not?
So take that.
Right. And our last deal for this week, the Best of Bellagio deal. For $213.88 per person, you get a three-course meal at either Yellowtail Japanese Restaurant and Lounge or Fix Restaurant and Bar, tickets to Cirque's O, VIP access to the Bank Nightclub, and the deal is good now through June 30th. That's not bad. I mean, yeah. It's pricey as shit, and the only thing I'm really interested... Well, I guess the only thing I'm not...
You get tickets to O.
Yeah.
VIP access to the bank.
There you go.
I guess it's easier to defend this one than it would be, I don't know, Circus, something like that.
And yet I'm having trouble.
Yes.
There you go. Teach their own.
Absolutely. That's going to do it for Vegas deals. Let's move on to coming attractions. Starting off coming attractions for this week, Rich Little is setting up a residency of shows at the LVH. It's called Jimmy Stewart and Friends and appears to be a collection of impressions of people who are famous 25 or more years ago. This is going to start on April 30th and will end on May 23rd. It's going to be dark on Thursdays and Fridays, though. That show is going to start at 8:30, and tickets will be ranging from $54 to $74.
Jesus and Mary Chain are performing at the House of Blues at Mandalay Bay Saturday, June 16th. Their show is going to start at 8 p.m., and tickets are $40.
The Fray and Kelly Clarkson are at the Chelsea at Cosmopolitan Friday, July 27th. That show is going to start at 8, and tickets will be going for $95.
American Idol winner Taylor Hicks will be setting up an 8-week residency at Bally's starting June 26th. The shows will be in the Indigo Lounge starting at 7 p.m. Tickets will run $30 to $60 and include a meet and greet. Tickets go on sale May 15th.
Big Elvis is moving from Bill's Gambling Hall to Harrah's on May 3rd. He'll be performing in the piano bar at the property Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays at 2, 3:30, and 5 p.m., and the show will remain free. His last show at Bill's will be April 30th.
Questlove of the Roots will be a resident DJ at Moon Nightclub at Palms. Saturday, April 21st was his first, so it was last night. The next one is planned for May 27th, and additional nights will be released soon.
Yep. Don't forget, you can find links to purchase tickets to these and all of the artists we report on our coming attractions calendar on the blog. That's going to do it for coming attractions. Let's move on to our Annie Up segment.
Welcome back to another segment of Annie Up. I'm Matt, and with me is Daz, and we had a bloody good time on that weekend away, the boys' week.
That was awesome. That's the first time we've actually done it with a good group. There's like 10 of us.
10 guys on a stag or bucks do for a weekend in a city called Melbourne. It was absolutely awesome.
Awesome. My body still hurts, though. Like, it's going to take a couple of days to recover from that.
It was harsh.
Good times, though.
Good times.
Good times.
A few weeks ago, we discussed how to manage and build your gambling bankroll, but there is way more to money management than simply allocating X amount of dollars per day. Today, we'll be discussing how we organize our daily gambling and give you a breakdown of the way me and Daz personally manage our bankroll when we're in Vegas.
Little insight to us.
Our daily lives.
Welcome to Men and Daz. Las Vegas is literally a 24-hour town. It never sleeps, and most likely, if you're anything like me and Maddie, neither do you. There's plenty to see and do in Vegas, and you really shouldn't blow your bankroll by lunchtime.
So try and take your time to try and experience the other things that Vegas has to offer before you go running into the casino.
Cass, Cass, Cass.
Cass means casino, by the way.
Yeah, I reckon they know to abbreviate casino.
No.
Really?
We abbreviate everything over here.
Cass.
Mark had no idea what Macca's was.
No way.
Not a clue.
What?
Macca's, by the way, for the record, is McDonald's. That's what we reference. What we call it over here.
Ah.
He had no
is
idea.
Is that an Aussie thing? Just do it.
Yeah, we shorten everything.
Shorten everything?
Yeah. Huh. I'm back to it.
That was some boring shit for you. If you really want to gamble straight away, though, you need to plan your day. Start by working out what games you like to play and put them in order from cheapest to dearest.
Now, for me and Daz, the things we like to gamble on are sports, low-limit poker, and blackjack. And in that order, these games are well-balanced, and it means our bankroll is guaranteed to last the whole day.
So in regards to sports betting, me and Maddie usually get up and head straight to the sports books in the casinos that we're staying in, which the last two times has been Planet Hollywood.
Yes, awesome place.
Going first thing, it's not as busy, and we normally just bet $50 on a game and just bet a line.
From here, we usually wander the strip drinking and shopping and having some lunch, after which we'll probably play some low-limit poker. Now, you can find some really good low-limit and no-limit games at most casinos, but I find MGM and Mirage spread some really good games that are always well-attended.
You can buy into a 2-4 limit game for as little as $50 to $100, and you'd have to be pretty unlucky to lose it all. If you play solid cards and relax, you can easily flow and hopefully make a nice little profit. On top of that, it is a really cheap way to score some drinks. The waiters are always very attentive in the poker rooms.
That's something we've always found.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, that's probably one of the solidest things we can say, and it's probably a whole show in itself, but the drink waitresses at poker rooms are so fucking fast because they've usually got someone allocated just for the poker lounge.
Yeah.
Whereas a blackjack pit, they might cover quite a big area. Whereas a poker lounge, there might only be 10 tables open at a time.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever finished a drink when my next one is not.
Especially not. I don't know. We play during the day more than at night, but during the day, they are there.
They are quick.
They are waiting.
We got loaded. During the Super Bowl, I played cards that day.
Yeah,
and I drank something like 7 vodka Red Bulls and half a carton of beer.
He was very hyped up.
Bouncing off the walls. Happy little chipmunk. If we're comfortable and have a good view of the TVs while we're playing, we'll usually watch the first game that we have the money on. This will take us till about 7 o'clock, and we've only gambled about $150 at most. And like Dad said, have rarely lost if we're playing poker well.
Yeah, we're paying attention. By 7 p.m, we will head to the bar for dinner and catch the second basketball game. There's shitloads of good bars with quality food and plenty of screens to watch the action.
Now, by now, it's about 9:30 and we are ready to hit the bars and clubs properly and give gambling a rest for a while. Now, this can take us to the early hours of the morning where we will now play table games. In our case, we'll play blackjack.
We like to finish off the night with blackjack because that's the game we have the most fun at, and by the time we're leaving the pubs and clubs, we're pretty drunk.
We're pretty loaded.
And you're like, it's where you can have atmosphere. There's not much atmosphere at a poker room at 2.
2 in the afternoon? Or 2 in the morning?
2 in the morning? Like, that's weird.
As well as that, though, blackjack's your place, or any table game usually, is where you're going to be placing your bigger bets quickest. Like most table games, a $10 minimum.
Yeah,
so, you can burn through your cash really quick. So it's a good way to finish on the larger games last, because whatever's left is all you've got to spend for the day.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That's it. It's a better way to finish off.
Yeah, if you play at lunchtime blackjack and you lose it real quick, you might go into your afternoon roll. And this way, what you've got left, you just gamble.
This is what we find anyway. I mean, this is completely like Matt and Darren's little...
You might be like, Matt and Daz are lame. Why do I listen to them?
This is a bit of bullshit.
Wow.
This wasn't really a tip. This was more just like Matt and Darren's Vegas adventure.
We had tips, but we decided to go with this one.
Sorry. It was really... Yeah, we did have stuff written down.
Twitter hasn't told us we're morons. It's up on Twitter. You guys are morons.
If you wish to contact us with a gambling question or have a gaming story you wish to share...
Or have a better idea
for a segment than what we just waffled on about, you can find us on Twitter at 360AnnieUp or drop us an email at 360AnnieUp@gmail.com.
I was so distracted by this week's Annie Up because they started off with talking about how they went on this guy-only trip, and there was 10 of them, and how one of them came back completely sore and in pain. And then, after recovering from that laughter, all I hear is, we Aussies shorten everything, which kind of makes me wonder why you're in so much pain.
There you go.
I'm sure there was some other useful information mixed in there somewhere.
You just couldn't. You couldn't.
I just didn't hear it.
Visions of a romp fest with a bunch of guys is all that.
With Australian accents.
Right. Well, there you go.
Just kidding. We love Matt and Dez. They do a great job for us.
Yeah, I can't appreciate those guys enough.
You can't appreciate those guys?
I said I can't appreciate those guys enough.
I appreciate them a lot.
I as well. God damn, I suck.
So that's going to do it for episode 44. Thank goodness it's over. If you'd like to reach out to us, we're on Twitter, Facebook, all that other shit. If you'd like to take a look at any of the stories or any of the information that we referenced on this week's show, you may do so on our blog. That's 360vegaspodcast.com. You can also find links to all of our social media links as well. You can find links to the links by using this link. I think we should probably hang it up here.
I think we should.
I've got nothing else.
No, that's it.
Thanks for downloading and hanging in there with us, guys.
Yeah, we'll see you next week.